Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like.
Hey guys, welcome back. Small request for you. If you wouldn't mind giving us a 5-star review, if you like what you hear, we would love that. If you don't like what you hear, don't leave us a review. That'd be great.
Ha ha.
Smash that like button. What do you say? Subscribe.
All that stuff. You subscribe, or okay. If you download, there's like a little savey button up at the top right.
Use the savey button. Yes. Do that. Button. Send it to your friends. Tell everybody about it if you want, because we'd love to have more people listening to this crazy stuff that we share.
And reach out to us if you have questions and we'll answer it.
Yes, write to us. Our email's on the show notes. Love you guys. Have fun with this one.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. I guess the longest we've gone without a recording. I don't know, has it been a full week? I don't even know.
I think it's been a week since we did one, maybe two.
Maybe, no. Out of the, it's
since we published one.
Yeah, maybe. We are traveling, and we just had some fun session.
You're still recovering.
And I'm still recovering. A little breathy, but we were talking about, Aiden was saying that he thinks I'm just like a really good in the sack, and I'm like,
she's amazing.
I think he's really good in the sack. And then I started thinking, what if we're just good with each other, and what if we're like actually terrible with other people? And I think
that's for other people to just,
we haven't had enough experience with other people yet to know if we haven't gotten the Yelp reviews are not in.
No, the Yelp reviews are not.
Well, and they are in a way, because the three experiences we've had, they wanted do overs.
They all wanted more, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that is good.
If they come back, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. But we were thinking about our topic for this time. And we've been, if you've been listening to us since the beginning, we're pretty new to the lifestyle, even though we started talking about it from day one, 3 years ago, when we started dating. But as far as starting an actual, like a field profile and meeting up with other couples, it was this calendar year, January. So we're still pretty new. We had a few experiences early on, and then we decided to take a break because we just weren't sure what we wanted out of it. And we decided we wanted to be a little more picky. And so we haven't had anything since the spring. And I think that,
because we're so picky.
And so we've started to, and then we had some experiences where I was experiencing jealousy with a single girl, right? If you go back and want to listen to that, there's,
our whole history is in our podcast. So.
It's whole history is in the
it's
podcast.
It's all very interesting. You should go listen if you haven't heard it yet. So.
And if you're struggling with jealousy, please go back and listen to Hot Girl Insecurities, because it's, not only I think it's hilarious because I'm a hot mess in there, but maybe it's something you'll relate to, because it's really how it goes in the lifestyle, is you deal with these insecurities and they come and go. And if you have a really good partner, you can talk things through with, like we did. We literally talked it through on the podcast, and it was really embarrassing to me how, when I listen to it now, how insecure and needy I sound.
But you sounded just natural, like normal. That's what people have to, you were feeling your feelings, which you're you tend to suppress them.
Yeah.
And you're sharing them, which is even more important with me.
Yeah.
And I was able to help you through them and reassure and also tell you that you're ridiculous because you think I'm going to just go out and get all these women, which just isn't happening. So I could just bring the reality to you.
But I know how wonderful you are. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. You're getting the women. But we process that and I'm over that. And what we've realized is that, and then we had the date with what we now call them the new Superman, Wonder Woman, that we went to the concert with. We didn't end up hooking up with them because it got so late and I was tired. I don't really like late nights. And so we just realized, we were talking one night, we were like, okay, at first we wanted to slow this down, but now we're realizing how hard it is to find four-way connections, first of all, or to find literally anyone you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, first of all, any of my insecurities about the hot single girl are out the window. You do what you want. Like I am, we have so few opportunities with people we're actually feel a connection with and have chemistry with that if we're gonna participate in this lifestyle, because for us, it's really about the experience, the stories, learning more about ourselves, branching out, learning more about what we find, what turns us on, mm-hmm. right?
Brings us closer.
What brings us closer. Mm-hmm. And so we had a talk, I think it was some point within the last week, just about saying, okay, what if we just took the guardrails off and we said, let's just maybe start trying things. If you have a connection with someone at a party, go with it. You don't need to come find me. Go with it. And we'll talk about it later because we're so close. I feel, especially you as a guy, I'm realizing how hard the lifestyle is can be for a guy, right? If you have a connection with somebody and you're attracted to somebody, and they're willing to kiss you, and the kissing is good.
I haven't really stopped that. We haven't. I think we just hadn't had the opportunity yet.
Yeah.
Because, and we have a great group of very attractive people.
We do.
But we are very selective on our chemistry and our connection. And
yeah.
Down to, like, body type and hair and no hair. And, like, it's difficult for us because we are selective. And I think what you're saying is, why don't we just open it up more? Like, I think when we started talking about this, yeah. The first thing we said, let's just go to field and meet some couples. We don't know what they're like in person. So let's just go connect and see if we can get some coffees and some dinner.
We're not being indiscriminate.
But we have found some people who seem cool.
Yeah.
That maybe on their pictures don't jibe right. But you in particular. No, we have. There are several in there that we've been talking with.
Really?
Yeah. We just let them go. We should probably go back and revisit those.
We have a few. Yes. Oh, from the past.
From the last few months
that have written us,
and then we just maybe even last since spring, probably since spring.
Yeah, there's one, but I wasn't into the guy, or they didn't live where we live.
Few that have potential to meet in person. That's what I'm saying. If meet him in person, A, you might feel chemistry or connection with someone that you might not have thought you did.
Yes.
B, I may find the woman attractive, and she's not necessarily so much on her photos. Things like that. I think what we decided at that time is we're going to open it up more and not be. Let the guardrails off, right? Not be as hidden.
That, but for me, letting the guardrails off is basically what I meant by it more. It was like, you don't need to worry about me feeling jealous and insecure.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have that feeling off and on throughout the whole lifestyle journey. But what I've learned is that I get over it really quickly because we process things so well. Like, I'm just able to tell you, and then you don't get mad at me. And then you don't get frustrated. It's like, you know that I'll get over it. And you know that you just sit with me in it. And you just love me through it. And then it takes the whole steam out of it. So I'm like, God damn it. He still fucking loves me. He's still here. Okay, this is not a big deal. If he is attracted to somebody, and this is like the only person in months he's been attracted to, go let him do that.
You're talking specifically about hot girl.
I'm talking specifically about hot girl, but really I'm talking about, any couple that where the woman plays separately and I'm not attracted to the guy, but you have a connection with the wife, right? I'm just saying all kinds of configurations are open, right. In my opinion now, for you, if that's okay with you.
Obviously, your thinking works in reverse, right? So I would
not necessarily if you're not comfortable with it, right?
Yeah, I just don't know what it is you're describing.
I think what I envision is like at a party.
Put it in your perspective. Like, you have the attraction. You're doing the thing.
So if we're at a party,
mm-hmm.
What's nice about parties, you guys, is that you're not dealing with, it's a one-to-one couple swap.
Four-way swap, yeah.
Because finding a four-way connection is so hard. So
the party, you have more selection because you can
mix and match.
Mix and match, yes.
Exactly.
Good way to say it, yeah.
And so one night, you might find somebody. Like that one night at the party, you had hot girl there, and I didn't have anybody I was really into.
I did not have hot girl there. Hot girl was there.
Was there. But she's into
lots
you.
Of men. She's into lots of men.
But there. She's into you. But I think if you hadn't felt like you had to hold yourself back because I had had such an emotional reaction before going to the party about her, like you could have made something happen
I'll
with her.
A little bit.
Of course right. You did. I would have too. Like I literally would have too because you love me. And I think next time that happens, who cares if I have somebody there or not? Maybe it's just your night. It's not always going to be perfectly even 50-50. And I think we have to play the long game. One night, it might be your night. And you get to take hot girl in the back room and fuck her and tell me all about it later. Which is super hot to me because I have a jealousy kink and a cheating kink that I realized.
You discovered that now
that
in
I've
the lifestyle.
Discovered.
So let's explain those. What is a jealousy kink and what is a cheating kink?
So, okay, the jealousy kink is like the fantasy that I have about you going and having sex with some other girl and then telling me about it later. Like, you don't need to tell me ahead of time that you just tell me about it later.
So I cheated on you.
It's sort of a cheating kink, but it's also the jealousy part that also gets me going. Uh-huh. But it's the cheating kink too. But the cheating kink on my part is that, like, I sneak around and then I have to admit it to you. And then you punish me. Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And, y'all, I don't know. Both of those are pretty hot, actually.
I don't know what is wrong with me, what that is.
No,
but I also, here's what I also like about that scenario is what we're learning in the lifestyle, and you hear about this on other podcasts too. If you're in the moment with somebody, you're at a hotel takeover, you're at a party or whatever, and you've got a connection with someone and there's a vibe or there's chemistry, to break the moment and go find your partner and ask permission if it's okay and then have a discussion. By the time you get back, that person's gone. The moment is gone, right? And so...
We've never done that. Never once.
No, but like...
Oh, I have to go get permission. We've never had a rule. We've never really done that.
No, but that's because we've always made the assumption that we're playing together. And I think we need to not have that assumption
kissing
anymore.
Kissing hot girl, you with DJ... Those were spontaneous.
We were around. We were very close by to each other. We were within. I saw you. Like we could see each other.
I couldn't see you because it was dark. I didn't know what you were doing over there.
There wasn't much going on, but for a few seconds.
There's a little bit going on.
A little bit going on. Uh-huh. But you were right there. You were within feet of us. It wasn't like you
I
were
was
going.
DJing.
There's a difference.
I was DJing. I was right there, busy.
Whose fault is that? No, but what I'm saying is this is the next step up where you could we have open bedrooms at a house party. That you could just go and say, hey, why don't we go to a bedroom? And you don't need to worry about, let me go tell Anna.
That's true. I probably would want to do that. If I go off, we're going to go to the bedroom.
I think that would just break the moment. And I think it would be much cooler and hotter for, honestly,
it meets your jealousy kink.
It does.
He went off with a girl in the room and he's in there doing things.
I don't even need to know at the time, but later hearing about it, super hot.
You might be wondering, where'd he go? Who did he go off with? I saw him talking to that girl.
That's great. Wondering is a turn on. Okay. The wondering is the turn on.
Okay, I like that.
I know. Sorry. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's kind of hard, actually.
It is, and it allows you to just go with the moment and go with the flow, and it feels more natural to me. That's so nice that you can just. And we've seen other couples operate like that, mm-hmm. where they're just.
I will, for my part, I will say that at our last party when you bailed because you were tired.
Yeah.
And I was like. I'd been DJing and I was hanging out with friends and I was like, where'd she go? And I was looking over and I was like, I wonder what she's doing. And literally 50-50, you're in a room with a guy.
No, I was not.
But we hadn't had this little agreement that you're talking about now. But
interesting. So what would you...
Of course, I go in the room and you're trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, what? It's 11 o'clock.
It's late.
Yeah, and the party was still in full force. But yeah, and I was a little bit... there was an anticipation of what's going on here. And it wasn't necessarily totally a positive thing for me.
No,
it wasn't. I can't say it'd be a negative thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if I found you in there with a guy, I'd probably just joined you.
For sure you would.
Yeah. So that's my thing is if you're with a guy, I want to be there.
Yeah.
Even if I don't participate, I would be there.
Yeah.
Because that'd be hot for me.
That is hot.
But I would definitely want to participate. I would probably sit there for a while and go, okay, no, I'm not sitting this out. I just know there's no way you keep me in that chair.
All right.
Which is great for everybody.
So... For me to stay
Everybody
in the moment, I think you just need to keep your fucking eye on me.
Apparently.
That way,
you're lobbying for
I don't have to go get permission.
Yes, you're lobbying for no permission scenario here. That's what's going to have to happen.
You're just going to have to
keep an eye on
keep
you.
I got to keep you on
DJing,
your toes.
Apparently. I got to stop DJing altogether.
Yeah, if you're DJing, I have a carte blanche.
Shit.
Because I'm a DJ widow enough. Even other women have remarked on it.
Yeah, they have.
What are you doing? You are a great DJ, though.
Oh, thank you.
And everybody loves your music. But yeah, if you're...
That's something, but we
all have priorities. And
what was it that Superwoman New said? But she, because she'd said the same thing.
Like, she went off like, DJ. Yeah. I was like, I know. DJ Widow. What are you doing,
man? She was like, I thought we were going to hang out. He was DJing all night.
I know.
It's a problem.
It's
just like when DJs play clubs. They don't get to dance. They don't get to talk to people. They just do their thing, which just has its own rewards, but it's not the same rewards.
That's kind of hot, honestly, because it puts me, you know, I have a curiosity / kink about just being on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And left to my own devices, what would I do?
Oh, you'd love a party without me.
And
there.
That trust. No, I wouldn't love that. It's not that not you being there. I have a curiosity about what I would do unmonitored.
You just told me I have to keep an eye on you.
I know. That's not mine. I can't win. No, that's more for you than anything else. If you need to know what I'm doing, then you should just keep an eye on me.
All right, so describe the unmonitored fantasy you have.
Just the feeling that it would be of just doing, I guess that's what I'm trying to give to you, of do what you want.
And you tend to give me things that you want, too.
That's
a beautiful thing.
Which I don't know if that's...
It's a beautiful thing. I want it.
Maybe it's like loving you with the wrong love language. Loving you the way I would want to be loved. Because it feels like you...
I love you the same way. Yeah, no, and I get that.
Sure.
Because it does bring up, you come back to me. And I've given you insane amount of trust.
Yeah.
And... yeah, it kind of...
It almost makes me want to do less and check in with you more. That's how I am. The second you say, do what you want, I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single time. Uh-huh. And it's sincere. Like, it literally, the cheating kink part is the you can't do it part. And then I'm like, yeah, I can. But I want to do it. Okay, then go do it. I didn't really want to do it.
Like, go do it now. Then you definitely won't do it.
I definitely... Don't tell me what to do.
You have to go do this.
Do not tell me what to do.
That's what I'm going to do now. Like, you have to go fuck that guy.
I'd be like, tell me what to do.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to hang out with you.
What is that?
You're a rebel.
So you basically have to play all kinds of mind games with me.
Clearly.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. So explain your cheating king now. Like, so it's the...
So I like the sneaking around and being like...
Like independent, doing what you want.
Independent. Nobody knows what I'm doing. Even with the DJ friend, I was like, I don't want anybody to know. I was hot when he was fingering me at the party. And I was like, but it was under a blanket. That was hot. And I was like, all right. It's like sneak him to a back room. I don't want anybody to know that I have sex with anybody but you. Even the swingers, which is so silly.
That is silly because we're at a sex party.
No sense. I don't know what that is. I don't want to be a slut, but also I just get the sneaking around and I'm a secret slut.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a secret Santa, but I'm a secret slut.
Giving gifts to all the boys.
Yeah, and I have to tell me, shh, you don't tell anybody. This never happened.
Until Aiden busts in the door and says, what are you doing in here? I'm joining you now. You, don't move. You look hot. Let's do this.
So funny.
So the cheating king being an actual fantasy of yours. Right? It's a go-to fantasy
of that I've cheated and I have to admit it to you. I'm in trouble. But then it's the actual, like, sneaking around part that is... But it's so funny because that's, like, the opposite of what the lifestyle is that you're openly doing this.
Mm-hmm. So. We can always play.
So it requires role play to do that, which is so funny.
Which is actually pretty cool.
It is so...
Because there's no dishonesty.
There's
really.
No actual dishonesty involved.
There's no betrayal. There's no none of that stuff, which you have in the vanilla world.
So, yeah.
Okay, so if I could give you anything you want at a party...
Yeah.
What would that look like to you?
Just do what you want.
Okay.
That's it.
Do what you want.
Yeah, that's it. And then just trust me that...
That's how we are anyway.
I'm not going to do anything to hurt you.
That's how we've been at the parties.
And then that way, I wouldn't feel like... bad if something, you know, if I had a connection with somebody at something and it moved in a direction that I wouldn't feel, the whole time I was thinking I was doing something wrong or...
But I thought you liked that.
No, like, I don't know how I'm explaining this.
No, I didn't get the difference.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but it would feel more authentic if you tell me I could do anything.
Which you can.
I know that my choice is going to come from me and not because I'm trying to be a rebel. So I'm probably going to end up doing way less with way fewer people.
Oh, the irony.
I know, because then it's like when I'm not being told what to do, I really am able to get in touch with what I really want mm-hmm. versus what I'm rebelling against. Mm-hmm. Where, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. So what you want is go on your own, which is how it's been.
Yes.
I think uniquely don't have any rules really. We be honest, be truthful. If I ask you what happened, I want to hear the whole story. And I tell you, I want to hear the whole story. I want to hear it.
You've always wanted to be in the room, though.
Yeah, I want to know everything all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
And so...
If I leave town, everything.
Oh, that's a new thing for you to say. Yeah. For me to even be with somebody while you're out of town.
Oh, yeah, that is new.
That is brand new.
Yeah, all the separate and play stuff we're talking about. Yeah.
You were wanting to be in the room. So if I connected with somebody and was going to go to a back room with them, you wanted me to come get you, basically. But
true.
Yeah.
True.
And I just, if you still want that, then tell me.
I think I would still want that.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to miss out on it. I think that's my fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss out on that. I think that'd be awesome. It's a great opportunity for all of us.
Better keep an eye on me. Yeah,
I know. You got to stop binging. Scratch. I'm done. Thank you all very much for the 15 minutes I've played. I'm going in the room with Anna now.
And we're done. And then you want to tell them what we did last night?
Okay, you tell them, yeah.
You tell them.
So, what were we talking about that led to it?
So, we were talking about this, how we were opening things up. And
and we talked about the limitations of the apps, if it's both of us sharing a profile.
We're sharing a profile. We're both on my profile.
Sharing your profile, right?
So and it says we're both straight, but we still get a lot of mixed. Not people don't always read your full profile, right? They were trying to just hook up with me, and mm-hmm. that's just not okay. And so I said, you know what? Let's set you up a profile that's just you. And it's not linked to my profile. And so you can just put, you are everything about you that makes you amazing. You're just looking for women and see what comes up. And it's not linked in the profile. You'll
say
we're
in a really solid relationship.
Yes.
That we're in an E&M relationship and we're very close and we're all aware and right. We love consent and we love the sharing of everything. And making it clear that I'm in an E&M relationship and I'm fine there. And there's pictures of you in there.
Yeah.
Along with me.
It's a big step because you said in the profile, we play together and separately.
Yeah.
And we
That's
really...
That's because I'm trying to see how many people show up.
Okay. So Aiden thinks this is an experiment that's going to go awry. One is going to like him. That
it's an exercise in futility.
In futility, that no one's going to like his profile.
I think some people will like me, but I think it's not like what you think. It's going to be a flood of all these women.
I think it's going to be a flood of gorgeous, wonderful women.
There's so many single men online.
It's such a well-done profile, and you're so hot. I don't see how not. They're so, gosh, you know, you've seen the profiles that I'm constantly, like, swiping no on.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through, for sure.
There's some really bad ones out there, and it's so rare to read one like the one we put together last night for you. It's so good. Like... I was basically trying to help edit it. Like, I would tell
Oh, yeah, I had the female perspective on it.
We
wrote together, but you were, like, really making it. You were giving a lot of finesse for women, which was perfect.
Yeah.
Guys, you should probably have your partner, if you're doing this, help you with your profile.
Absolutely do that. And we got the idea because we found this single guy in my likes that I guess when I turned on single men, when I was feeling really jealous and insecure of Hot Girl.
That's what you
do. So I had some, like, leftover single guys in my likes from when we had it on. And one of them was, like, really good profile compared to... There's some bad stuff out there. Like, just no words, a picture of a beer.
Picture of a guy holding a fish.
So this guy had actual information. He sounded intelligent. Face pictures, body pictures, everything that you want as a woman. It was, like, pretty upfront. And I was like, this is cool. I got the idea. I was just showing Aiden the profile. I was like, this is a great idea of the kind of information women are looking for, right? He said his current status, that he was new to the app, that I think it sounds like he's recently separated or divorced. He was a dad. What he was looking for, information about him. Just things like that were interested in conversation and communication. Like all those kind of things that are... And it sounded sincere.
So you chatted him up. Got him on a side chat on Telegram.
Yes, he's on Telegram.
Yeah, now you have a side chat.
And no, you're the one checking my messages. It's more of a menage a chat.
Menage a twat.
Yeah, no, the Field app is really glitchy. So I said, hey, we're on Telegram at this. And he did only write me.
Of course he did.
So
I was like, he's not going to write me. Yeah. You give him my address. The dude's not writing me.
He might.
No, he won't.
I don't know.
That doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but he just wrote
and said, he's got one on the hook. He's got one on the hook, and he's excited about it.
No, he seems very chill. He's hi, this is so-and-so, his name. And I said, hi. And then he wrote back something else, but I haven't even looked at it. You looked at it. He said, how's wherever we are, we're traveling.
How's Aiden doing?
Yeah. So the idea with this, you guys, is maybe I experiment with just getting to know, meeting him for coffee or something and seeing how that feels. And I just want to get to know, hey, what does that look like? How does that feel? Mm-hmm. And then go tell you about it.
So what is your feeling that you're getting there? What is this going to do for you?
I just have curiosity about
meeting a man for a date.
Meeting a man by myself or with you. I've thought about it. I'm like, fine if you were to come.
I think you should.
But I want to hear about, like, I want to ask him about his life and hear
what his connection.
What his story is. Yes, see if there's a connection. Mm-hmm. It's so rare that I'm attracted to anybody. And so most likely I'll walk into a coffee and be like, nope, because that's just what I do. But you never know. And then I just think, I don't know what's going to happen. But I like the idea of talking about it with you later and us figuring out what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's another
right?
story.
Either come back and I'm like, oh, no, it was so awkward. And I had to get out of there. It was terrible, blah, blah, blah. Or I come back and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. It was cool. What are we going to do with this? What would we do with it?
Yeah.
He knows that I'm in a 3-year, very happy, committed relationship. We're open and stuff. I think we've talked about asking him, how familiar is he with the lifestyle? Does he know what an MFM is? Would he be interested in that?
Yeah, he had some indicators on his profile that he's pretty new. Like, he doesn't really know the lifestyle very well. And that may be a good thing, but if he doesn't know, like, the general consensus of things in the lifestyle, that could, I don't know, nothing's going to be a problem. But, no, yeah.
I just envision, like, I make a guy friend and he's coming out of a divorce. I've been through divorce. I can help him with that. I know girls who are single. If he's trying to find his person, maybe he's trying to find his primary, right? Like,
he doesn't even know what that is.
He's a good guy. I could say, I could just educate him about the lifestyle.
You could.
Right?
I think he would enjoy that.
I don't know. Like, I don't have any guy friends. I used to in the old days. And I know you think that's, oh, they just all want to fuck you, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
that's
it's okay.
But, like, they can want to fuck me and be my friend, too. It's not mutually exclusive.
I think if everything goes to plan like you would want it to do, he's going to be interested in fucking you. And then what?
I don't care. What if I don't?
Well, let's just say you both want to fuck each other.
Okay.
Very possible.
Okay.
Then what?
Then I say, okay, I'm going to talk to Aiden about this. This is a development that has transpired. And we will discuss. But
do you think he knows what an MFM is?
I'll explain it to him in detail. We're like, so this is our proposal.
Go watch some videos.
For you. And see what you think.
I mean, that could fucking work.
He said in his profile, he's like open to, like, thinking about it. He wants to branch out, experiment, try new things. So maybe maybe he'd be open to it. I'll be able to tell.
Yeah,
I'll get a feel for it. And I'm so quick to know.
I think the more nerdy and the more uncomfortable he is, the more you'll like him. I think that's going to be that way.
No, that's very true.
Yeah, and that's why you like this profile. Because his profile wasn't tight as far as the lifestyle goes.
No, but
sincere.
It was.
And it was a little off, like a little bit. He had a lot of humility.
He did it himself.
Yeah, he did it himself.
Yes.
No one helped him. And you'll get an idea of his experiences immediately. How much you've done? Not much. And I'm guessing that's what we'll be.
Yeah.
So we'll see. This is, again, the fun part of the lifestyle.
I like the idea of somebody, introducing somebody to the lifestyle. If he's right out of, like, where we were a few years ago, just being like, here's what it can look like for you.
That's what we're doing on the podcast.
If you want to be like us, have an amazing relationship after years fell apart, and this is how we built it. Who knows? Y'all could end up being friends, and we never fuck.
Yeah.
You always end up being friends with the guys. You're so good about that.
If they're cool guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I guess you'll have a date when we get back.
I don't want to call it a date. We'll just call it coffee.
It's a date when you meet for coffee. That's a date.
I guess so. We'll
I don't call it a date. And it's not really... We're just making friends. No, this guy absolutely wants to fuck you.
Oh, my God.
You're going to meet with him, and you're going to see if that works.
We'll see.
And interestingly, I don't really have a problem with it.
You're so sweet.
I've just been... The more and more we talk, the more and more in this lifestyle, the less sensitive I am
to
these things. And I just want you to be happy. And if this is obviously quenching some sort of thirst you have, which is you want the experience of going to meet this man on your own and talking to him in your own way and educating him on whatever and being able to do what you want to do. And that, to me, is a positive because you
I don't know what it is about that is attractive to me, but it is. And I feel guilty about it. Like, I shouldn't want that.
How does it make you feel guilty?
I don't know. Like, I'm bad for wanting that. But there is something attractive about doing that on my own.
It's your cheating kink.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's literally.
But it's not cheating if I tell you what I'm doing and I invite you to come with me.
But you're getting a lot of the elements of cheating without actually cheating.
I guess you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And the idea of you potentially cheating was why we broke up.
Yeah.
There was the, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to text this guy, and you don't need to tell me what to do, and not wanting to be controlled, and then me being, okay, what the fuck is she doing? And that was really highly negative and a highly bad direction we went into.
I definitely don't want to go back into that.
Yeah, no, that'll never happen.
Why don't you just come with me?
No, I think this is the experience you want. I'm not going to tag along.
I know, but...
I'd like to know the guy. Before you fuck him, I have to know him. That is my rule.
Yeah.
Like, I have to know and trust this person.
I think that makes
I would have my
sense.
Own coffee with him if that was the next step. And I would, that's the same thing that happened once before.
Yeah.
There was another guy who was married, and I, the one separate play experience I had, and we've talked about this on a past podcast, is with his wife. And then he's, I guess I get to fuck her now. And so he started communicating with you, and I definitely got a little sketched out by that.
Yeah.
And because it just wasn't the normal, like, it wasn't following.
It's not a tit for tat.
Yeah. And that's how it felt. Oh, because I was with her.
I'm not a baseball card.
Right. And then you met him, and you're like, oh, no chemistry. Not going to work. And so... Eventually, you met him.
He was really sweet, though.
Super sweet.
And always, he was super respectful to me, actually, the whole time. And of you.
He was doing what I would have done.
But I think there is, and I don't think it's his fault. I think that there's, I think he was just, in the lifestyle, I think there is sometimes in parts of the lifestyle, this assumption that you slept with my wife, so now I get to sleep with yours. That's just goes totally against consent. Mm-hmm. You really think about it, right? That's not a, oh, yeah, now I have to go do this. No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think he had to sleep with you. I think he wanted to meet you and start that conversation just like I had with his wife.
I think you're right. And yes, so, I don't think he made assumptions. He was very respectful, honestly.
But I think in the lifestyle in general, I don't think that's even the case. I think it's more of a, let me meet her, see what she's like, see if she likes me. And you're smoking hot, and he's seen you in pictures, and so he knew he wanted to meet you. And so it's exactly what I would have done. I'd be like, you slept with Anna, now I'm going to meet your wife.
Now
I'm going
I will to make meet this happen. Yes, let's see how that goes. And
now, I would have done a little differently because I would have paid a lot of attention to the guy.
Yeah.
I would have just said, hey, can I text your wife? I would have been like, I did. I said, yeah, I guess, because I was with yours. I let it go.
Yeah.
And at that time, there was no separate play for us. And then he proceeded to do that. To me, it would have been a better strategy to make friends with me first.
Yeah.
That would have been the way to do it.
Yeah.
But in the end, you didn't want to.
And I think it was probably confusing because we had never really hung out with them. And I just immediately was like, yeah, go play. It's so unusual for people.
You made it happen, actually.
I actually made this
wasn't my fault.
Happen. Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, go on. And so I think they probably assumed we were just like all fine for separate play. No need for
it could be.
Making friends with you. You just were, that's how we
roll. Maybe that's my bias because I do want to know the guy and I want to trust the guy. And so I actually ended up meeting with him separately before you met him in person.
Yeah.
And I made it happen that we would get together for lunch. And he was a cool guy. And I was like, all right, when you meet him, let me know if you like him. And then you said, I don't have chemistry with this person immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's just, God, you cannot explain chemistry.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
So anyway, so we have a new adventure.
We have so many new adventures.
We'll report back on this one to see how this went.
We just want to try things. We just want to be like, let's just try it. If we want to do it, we're going to just try it. And we're going to see what happens. Push the red button.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Come back together. Because we're so good at figuring things out.
Like, and we always do better afterwards.
We always do better afterwards. We figure it out and we have great conversations and we always learn something.
I think a big part of that too is that I can feel like insecure or jealous, and it's really hard for a guy to admit that, like when you're not feeling fully secure.
Me too.
And I can just tell you that I don't feel right about this, and here's why, and I can be completely truthful.
Yeah.
And not go, okay, just go do your thing, and I'm just going to be here, and
no,
I'll just be
good. No, you have to tell me.
And that's part of why we're in this, and that's part of why it's so good for us, is that I'm able to just tell you exactly how I feel without feeling like I'll be embarrassed or that you'll make fun of me or anything like that. I think in a lot of maybe other relationships, there might be that, where you can't really say what it is that's driving. It might be a guy just saying, no, that is our rule. We're not doing that. Not really explaining why.
Right.
Or explaining why he feels a certain way or why he might feel like, you know, a scared little boy, you know, that he's going to be left or whatever it is. And so I think it's harder for guys to really do that. And, but it's just, it's like a salve for the soul because I can just be myself with you and I can admit to you if I'm feeling insecure or whatever. And you'll always be gracious about it. And you'll always be loving about it. And
you're the same with me.
Yeah, it's the same way both ways. Yeah.
Because it sucks. Like when you feel those feelings, there's nothing you can do about it at the time. If you're feeling that and you're that sick feeling in your stomach or that tightness in your chest that comes with jealousy or even envy or insecurity, any of those, it's like you just have to feel your way through it. And it really helps if you can talk to your partner about it, even though it's super embarrassing. And even if you know it's like irrational and you know that your partner's not going to leave you, it's still, it just...
It's programming.
It's programming. But I just love pressing forward with new experiences with you and just seeing, okay, how is this going to go? How am I going to feel about this? Like, you don't know. Like, we've just found in the lifestyle, so much of it, you just can't predict how you'll respond. And stuff you think you'll like, you may not like.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have a cheating gig. I may go out to coffee with this guy and be like, that was horrible. I missed you so terribly. I'm never doing that again. I have no idea. Like, it just, I feel like it's been that way. Well,
not till you do, I guess.
Where I think I'll like something and I don't, or I think I don't like something and I do.
Yeah, that's happened a lot to both of us.
Yes.
Which is just fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Never would I have ever thought that an MFM situation would be appealing to me until I got in this lifestyle. Or at least we became open and started talking about it.
Yeah.
And and we still haven't done a full one yet.
No.
We've had a few experiences that were nice.
Yeah.
That's what I think is our next step because
I know.
I think everybody's happy in that situation, but that's just me.
It's going to be at least a month before we can probably find a time to play with anybody.
That's true.
Because we have so much going on in travel. We've got to get something on the books with Superman, Wonder Woman. I feel like that's going to flit away. The new ones, the ones we went to the concert with. I think they seem to be still...
Oh, they're definitely in. We're still telegramming back and forth, and she's being very flirty with me, which is awesome, because we weren't that way before.
That's so good.
Flirting back, which is great. So,
yes.
We'll definitely have the opportunity. And we're going on a trip together in the spring.
Okay,
sure.
That's so true. This is true.
We have plenty of opportunities. And might come. There was another trip in the summer. So we may be staying for a long period in a foreign country, and we're going to invite them down. And they were asking about dates. So I think that'll happen, too.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be great. So it's like a couple relationship almost.
I've
just definitely warmed up so much more to her because we are connecting.
She's fantastic.
Which I also didn't realize that I need to connect with a woman.
Yeah.
And really understand them really before I get really excited about it.
It makes the sex so much hotter when there's a connection. You don't have to want to marry them. You don't have to be like soulmates, but you get each other's senses of humor and you can laugh together and have fun together. It just makes the sex better. Mm-hmm. It just does, at least for me.
Yeah, me too. You know that.
Way better.
Okay, so plan is...
We're going to be a little more horror-like or just a little more
adventurous
and spontaneous.
Yes.
And you say that you don't worry about what I think at parties, but that's good.
I can say that the one we were at last when I kissed Hot Girl.
Yeah.
I didn't do it right in front of you. That was by choice.
Yeah.
Because you had, that day had shared all those thoughts about that.
Right.
So I think now I could.
Yes.
And you would turn away or whatever. I could do it without really worrying about what you think.
No, I could see it now and be fine with it. It's fine. Isn't that amazing how quickly
that was
really fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd want you to I just realized there are just so few opportunities for either of us, but especially for men. It's just no. Like, what, I'm going to take the, like, one person that you're having or two people. It's just not fair. And, yeah, explore the connection. Explore the sex. Really fun. I know.
And it's true that we really, again, we're two for two. We have two people we're interested in, both of us. And
me, really, one. You three.
That's true, because we aren't talking to the former Superman and Wonder Woman. So, two and one, and then maybe this new guy a little bit. The scorecard, like, will be even.
Oh, but I have the single guy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that
always that would work. We should probably not use a scorecard, but
we shouldn't. But yeah, so we both have a single person, and we both have a couple.
Oh, that's
person.
Right. I didn't even think about that.
That works out.
Yeah. All right.
You've actually kissed yours. Mine is just.
He'll kiss you if you want.
We'll see. Would you be okay with that if I wanted to kiss him with the coffee?
Oh, I don't think I have any control of that. I would be okay with it.
All right.
Go ahead and do it.
Well, I don't want to. Don't tell me when you're new.
I think you have to kiss him.
No! You can't control me. You don't owe me. You're not my dad.
Right. See, it worked.
Oh, my God. Y'all, this is better than any therapy you'll ever do. Just do the lifestyle and talk to your partner all the time about all the weird things that come up. You will get to know yourself so well.
Yes, we endorse it.
Highly. All right, what else?
I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll come back when you have your date.
Okay, yes.
If that happens before our next one.
Yeah, we get back into town Monday. I'll see if I can throw something on the calendar.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, my God. All right.
Onward.
Happy hunting.